Hi, good morning. Is this Danielle?
Yes.
Hi, Danielle. This is Courtney. I'm calling on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So the reason for the call today is I see you have an inquiry about the NEC baby formula lawsuit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And is this for you or for a loved one?
For my daughter.
For your daughter, okay. And your daughter was diagnosed with
Yes.
necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How's your daughter doing today?
She's doing so-so.
Okay, a little bit better or
Yeah, a little bit better.
okay.
Go better with time.
Okay. Danielle, is this your phone number, the 216-666? 857 or 8527.
8527. Yes.
Okay. If for any reason we are disconnected, I will give you a call back from a 949 area code, which is from my direct line. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. This is your cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and so you did want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit. And you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought any legal representation or advice or signed any documents with any other law firm for this specific matter, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. What is her date of birth?
Date of birth is 9/24/16.
9/24/16. Oh, you got a 8-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old, so I know. Oh, I have an 8 and a 7-year-old, so I know that year.
Okay.
Okay, so 8 or 9/24/2016. And then to the best of your knowledge, Danielle, do you remember her date of diagnosis or when she was diagnosed with the neck?
The date of diagnosis. Sure, give me 1 second. Let me look that up.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second.
Again, if she
And
was
that date of di yes, it was 10/9/2016.
okay. Thank you for confirming that. And just so that you know too, this is to the best of your knowledge. For if some reason you don't know anything, just to the best of your knowledge, and then we can
Say I
always
don't remember.
yeah,
Right.
or we can always update it in the future or with the attorneys, okay? So we do have 10/9/2016 as the diagnosis date. And then did you have medical records or could you provide medical records if needed?
I will have to contact the hospital.
Okay. But you would be able to get them or we could actually I could actually help you get that, send a link. What was the name of the hospital that they were born at?
Hillcrest Hospital.
All right. And where is that located at?
That address was, it's in Mayfield Heights. It's on Mayfield Road.
I'll find it. Don't worry about it. Mayfield. What state is it in?
Okay. Ohio, Mayfield Heights, Ohio, 44124.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Now I had that address. You need the address.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Mayfield. I got it. It's 6780. 6780 Mayfield Road, Mayfield Heights. Yeah, they make
Yep, I
us
just typed it in. I searched
yeah,
it
they make us search it regardless. So, but thank you for looking. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you.
and then
Okay.
was your daughter, was she diagnosed there as well? At the same
Yes.
hospital? Okay. And she stayed in the NICU
Yes.
at that hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And then was within 7 days. Let's see. So that was actually, yeah, over 7 days. Okay. And then she was diagnosed after being fed and given the formalin fortifier in the hospital. Does she sustain from any other injuries besides the neck? Like, does she have any like long-lasting injuries? Like
She
growth
still
issues?
complains of like her stomach hurting.
Okay.
Yeah, she still complains of that a lot.
Okay.
And
And
she does have breathing issues.
then apnea.
Asthma, yes.
Okay. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do you remember what type of or brand of formula that was being used in the hospital?
The Similac, the NeoSure.
Okay. And then you are the mother filing on behalf of your daughter. And you are a US
Yes, ma'am.
resident, correct?
Correct.
And you do have signing authority. She still is with us. What was the gestational age at birth? How many weeks were you or when you had her?
How many weeks would I was 28 weeks.
28 weeks. All right, 28 weeks. And she was diagnosed at the hospital. You didn't leave her come back. And her date of birth was 9/24/2016. All right. And then, right. Did you have any friends or family members, or did you know anyone else that needed help filing a claim that was affected with the neck as well?
No.
Okay. All right. And then you could provide a birth certificate, or you do have her birth certificate, I should say. Correct?
Yes,
Okay.
I provided that already, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then her main injury was necrotizing enterocolitis. Can you confirm your daughter's gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what's the correct spelling of her first and last name?
First name is MS and Mary, I is in indigo, R is in rabbit, A is in apple, C is in cat, L is in Larry, E is in elephant. And
Miracle.
last name is Obleton. Yes, Miracle.
Okay. And then what's the last
And the
name?
last name is Obleton. Obleton, it's O is in octopus, B is in boy, L is in Larry, E is in elephant, T is in Tom, O is in octopus, N is in Nancy.
So OBLETON.
LETON, yes.
Okay. OBLETON.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And then did Miracle have a, did she have a middle initial?
Yes, it's M as in Monique.
Okay. And then no suffix in her name, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you know the last four of her social off the top of your head?
Give me one second. Wrong
Yeah, you're fine.
Miracle
Your first name is DANI.
ELLE.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. And then your last
And the
name is.
last four, her social.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yep. Bennett, BENNETT.
Perfect.
And the last four of her social is 1636.
1636. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Did you have a middle initial in your name?
Yes, M.
All right, M as in Mary. No
Yes.
suffix, no suffix in your name as well. Can you confirm your gender
Correct.
for me?
Female.
Okay. And then your marital status at this time. Are you single, married, widowed, or divorced?
Single.
All right, perfect. And then I have your primary phone number is the 216-666-8527. As your cell phone, and I have your email as DANIGRL1978@yahoo.com.
All right.
And then what's the best time of the attorney, what is the best time of day for the attorneys to reach out to you? What do you prefer?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
That's 3235 Oak Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
All right. And is this a house or is there a unit number or anything?
It's a house. It's a side by side.
Okay.
I have my own address. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it's 3235 Oak Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Correct.
All right. So you do have documents to show your power of attorney. You did say you had her birth certificate. Your first name is Danielle, last name Bennett. Did you want me to put the father's name on the file, or
No.
do you want me to just leave that blank? Okay.
Leave that blank.
That's why I ask. I always ask. Okay. There's no really, you don't need to put it. Okay. And then is there any type of parenting issues or family history of abuse or neglect that we should be aware of? Loss of custody or anything like
No,
that?
ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And then when you were pregnant, Danielle, did you suffer from any type of like delayed cord clamping, hypertensive disease, any type of issues while pregnant?
No.
Okay. And then your daughter was premature, correct? She was born in the state
Correct.
of Ohio. And then she was diagnosed in the NICU. She was born 9/24/2016. When do you know what her discharge date was when she left the NICU?
When she
Approximately.
left the NICU, it was like in November. It was like towards the end.
Like after, do you think it was after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving?
No, it was before. I think it was like the 23rd.
Okay. So again, to the best of your knowledge, I'll put 11/23/2016. If we do need to update anything when you speak with the attorneys, they pull the medical records, you can, okay?
Okay.
Miracle is MIRACLE. And then we have... All right. Oops. I know a lot of the questions are repetitive. I apologize ahead of time.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. And then, Danielle, how much did Miracle weigh when she was born?
3 pounds.
3 pounds, 0 ounces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Poor little girl, micro baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was your date of birth?
My date of birth, 8/15/1978.
8/15/1978?
Correct.
Okay. And then can you confirm your social for me?
It's 208-688-8895.
Perfect. I have 208-688-8895.
All right.
Perfect. All right. All right. And then 8:15. Okay. Okay. So, when she was in the NICU at the hospital, were you able to supply milk? Was she getting breast milk or was she only getting formula and fortifier in the hospital?
Only formula.
Okay. Only formula. And then she was fed the formula in the hospital. So 2009-24 was when she started using it. 2016. When do you think was the last time she started stopped using the breast milk? What do you think, or not breast milk, the formula and fortifier? Do you think that was after the diagnosis date, or was it before that?
Before
Okay, what would you say, a couple days
you say,
before?
okay, hold on, say the question again.
I'm saying, when do you think that you stop they stopped using the formula, or had a connection
Oh, they
between the
stopped using
formula?
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was after.
After the diagnosis date or right before the diagnosis date?
So it was. Do, 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 do. Like, right, was it right? No, it was right after the diagnosis date she stopped.
Okay. So I'll put like 10, what do you think? 10-10, 2016?
Right, so she had her surgery on the 12th, so I think that was her last day of actually taking the formula.
Okay. 12th was her surgery date. Okay. And they probably just switched formulas.
Correct.
Which a lot
After
of people don't know is a like
the surgery, yes.
yeah, and a lot of the formulas were contaminated. 10, 12, 14, 23. So this was surgery date. All right. Did she have a laparotomy surgery? Okay. Okay, and then when was your first connection between the formula and the fortifier? Would you say like just a r roughly around the same time?
You said my connection with the formula?
Yeah, like the formula and the neck diagnosis. Did you ever have a connection that it was being caused from the formula, or was that
Oh, no.
no? Okay. And then what were some of the symptoms that you noticed from the formula and fortifier? Was it like green vomit, apnea? You said she had apnea. Did she have like a swollen belly, trouble feeding, constipation, blood in her stool?
Well, she was throwing up, and it was different colors. One of the colors was being green, and then she did have like blood in her stool at that time.
Did she have to undergo any other procedures besides the laparotomy surgery? Did she do like antibiotics? Did she do like assistive ventilation, a PICC line, ostomy surgery, or did she?
No.
Okay. Did she have to get any type of blood
No, the only
transfusion?
other thing that they did was like X-rays. No, they did do blood tests on her, and the blood tests, X-rays, and I believe they did a stool test as well
Okay.
because she had blood in her stool.
Okay. And then you said she had the
She did
laparotomy
a lot of blood
surgery.
tests.
Yeah, poor thing. I know, and they're so little, it's like you feel hopeless.
Right, and then have to hold their arm doing all of that.
Yeah. Did she ever have to have a Penrose drain put in to drain fluids at all?
No.
No? Okay. And then you said she had the laparotomy surgery on the 12th. 10, 12. Do you know her the doctor that did the laparotomy, or her doctor in the NICU? Do you remember his name or their name? I mean, it was a long time ago, I know, but
I know. I remember Brown. Let me see real quick. I know I have to look this up, and I wrote it down.
that's okay. Facility's name.
I think her name was Catherine Brown, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yes. Did you need me to spell it?
No, it's okay. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, hold on one second. Oops. So is Miracle, she in what, third grade? Or is she
Yes.
in second? Okay. So how's she
No,
like
she's
in
in third.
she's in third. How's she like in third grade so far?
And not too good. But I told her it's real different now. Like
It's
everything counts now. We're not in kindergarten, first and second grade anymore. Where
right.
it counted but didn't count. I said it all counts now. I said
Yeah.
all of your test scores count now.
I know, and
She
it's like
wasn't liking that. I said, you have to take your time to read it. Yes, you have to take your time.
yeah, and then it also too, like, I know my son thinks if he just throws it away and I don't see it that it won't count against him. It's like, no, she knows you don't turn work in.
No. The teacher sends out newsletters every week.
Yeah.
And
You talk to her? I'm like, yep, I talk
she
to her.
has the addition. It has the addition subtraction down pack. We have most of our multiplication down pack. I started her on multiplication before she entered
Yeah.
the third grade. Just because I knew that that was going to be coming up. So yeah, we started on like 1 through 3 before
That's good.
third grade. So she had those down pack. And then she
Good.
knew her fives already because we already taught her just count by five.
Yeah,
And she
that's
knows her
good.
tens. So she knew 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10s. She knew all of those.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, my sons are they're both good at math, but then it's the reading and the writing. It's like that stuff they don't want to do.
Correct, and it's the reading and the problems like that you're not getting and putting it together.
Yeah. All right, laparotomy surgery. All right, laparotomy. Hold on one second. And then, did she have any other type of surgery or any other type of treatment other than that?
No other surgeries, but the other treatment that, I mean, she had the antibiotics, and of course she had the therapy. They did give her oxygen, of course, and they stopped the NeoSure.
They
So they
switched her
stopped all
formula.
of those feedings. Yes.
And then apnea. Okay. This here. All right, so we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to make sure that we can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they only contact the emergency contact if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. You can either put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you. Who would you like me to put?
You could borrow that.
Okay. And what is his name?
Robert.
And then is that the
And same
same?
last name as hers.
And then what's his phone number?
216-253-5178.
All right, perfect. And then, did you have any additional information that you wanted to add to the file that you can think of, or anything else that you would like me to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and verify this really quick. Danielle, you are filing a claim on behalf of your daughter, Miracle, who was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on 10/9/2016. Her date of birth is 9/24/2016. The
Right.
gestational age at birth was 28 weeks. The brand of formula that was being fed was Similac brand, and she was diagnosed after being fed the formula and fortifier in the hospital. And her first name is MIRACLE, middle initial M, last name Obelton, OBLETON.
Correct.
Last four of her social is 1636. I have your birth date as 8/15/1978. The last four of your social as 8895. And then I have Danielle Bennett. Let's see. We have your admission. Your child was premature, born in the state of Ohio, diagnosed in the NICU on 9/24/2016, and discharged on
No, that's our
11/23/2000.
date of birth.
Yeah, her date of birth
Not
is
2416 is our date of birth.
9/24 is her date of birth, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's when she went into the NICU, was when she was born. And then she was discharged on 11/23/2016.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you. It just you put the time frame of when they're
Oh,
born and
yes.
then till when they leave the hospital is the NICU date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, because the diagnosis date is a different date, right?
Yeah, the
Okay.
diagnosis date was yes, on 10 9. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, those are just the them being in the NICU. Okay, and then
Right.
let's just make sure this is right. 10/9/2016. Okay. So then approximately she was using, the usage between the formula was 2 to 3 weeks. And then okay, I think we have everything done. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement, which you need to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you. Have you ever used a DocuSign
Okay.
before?
Yeah. Can you send it to the email? Because it's not going to work with this phone.
Yeah, I can send it to your email. And you did have medical records you could provide either electronically or mail, correct? If needed.
Right.
All right. All right. Yeah, so I emailed them to you. You can go ahead and open them in your email. They might take a second to send. I just sent them. Let's make sure that they went to. Okay. Oh, it's asking for your, hold on. 216. Okay. So go ahead and you're going to want to review and sign the documents. Basically, just follow the prompt. Adopt and sign a signature, press accept, and then tap the fields. And then once you tap all the fields and press finish, let me know. And while you're doing that, I'm going to send you the attorney's information.
Okay, so sign here. Yeah, okay. So do I have, so it just says my name. Am I doing the on behalf of Miracle or no? I know I had to do that one last time.
Yeah, it should say that. It should say,
It says that at the top, but when it says sign, it does it. It just says my name.
yeah,
So I
you're
have
just
to
sign.
type.
Yeah, you're just
Just
signing
type
your
the
name.
OBO and then Miracle's name. Oh, just signing my name. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's for all of them. It's just showing you that's the you are doing it on behalf of, you're filing it on behalf of the as a mother. But
Right. I know last time I had to put it when I signed, I had to put the OBO and then I had to put her name. Like sign my name, like put my name, and then I had to put the OBO and then I had to put her name behind it. And this one I don't, correct?
yeah, let me make sure that this is right.
Right, because it just says signature of parent or legal representation. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So finish.
All right, let me go ahead and check them. All right, let's. All right, you are completed. So I'm gonna look at them really quick. Once you complete them, it will send you documents to your
Email.
to your email for your records. Yeah, you just have to put your name. And then what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna send you a direct text message from my line at my desk, and you can call me either Monday through Friday,
Okay.
Pacific Standard Time, between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, if you have any questions. I'm going to also send you the attorney's information so you'll have their phone number. They will be contacting you
Okay.
within 48 hours or so, give or take.
Okay.
Remember, this is going to be a legal contract, so you want to make sure that you don't speak to anyone regarding this matter, as they may represent you. And then basically, if you can obtain any documents to help support the case, we ask you to go ahead and do so, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and send you their info as well. I'll get the attorney. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm gonna send you the attorney's info as well. It's gonna be a
She shouldn't
713.
have any time she's missing from the six because she came in the week after I started and bit and fixed everything.
All right, you are completely all
She
set,
should
ma'am.
have. Okay, thank you.
Bye, Mrs. Bennett. Take care.
Right, because they're calling me at work. All
Bye.
right.